Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Sipping along with Christina
also
Lou.
Star of the Pioneer.
Star of all things Project Independence. Yeah.
You should change it from 311. Instead of dialing 311,
call Otto.
Call Otto.
I like that.
Be the number we're going for. But Otto touched on this a little bit earlier, politics. We didn't discuss politics here, but, you know, there's been a lot going on in Washington with the confirmation mm-hmm. of Kavanaugh and mm-hmm. the sexual abuse alleged, et cetera, et cetera. Right. We're not taking any sides. But I found an organization, which is a very interesting organization. It's called 180.
180?
180 is a complete turnaround, and it's turning lives around after somebody's been abused. And this is both for men and women.
Oh, that's nice.
It's been in existence for 40 years. That it's amazing how an organization like that turns, you know, and it's...
Where is it based out of?
It's based out of... Good point.
I was just going to call them and put them on the radio.
It could be.
You should call them.
I
think it's a great thing. Yeah. It says the woman's name who did it.
Oh, good. Maybe she can call them.
The numbers, it says.
Another use of that 180 is that it's 180 days to some big event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what is that?
It's been a couple of weeks. I can't
remember. Three off.
She's now blah, blah and a half, right?
Now she's blah, blah and
a
half.
I know. I hit the halfway.
And then she'll be the full next number.
And you know how I knew that I hit the halfway mark on my phone when like the memories pop up?
Don't you have a thing that comes up every day?
my personalized app came up. I actually popped up, I guess it was last week, was the cake, the six-month cake you had bought me. So that's how I said, I must be approaching my six-month.
See, life was easy this year because when she said she was doing something for Otto, I said, oh, it's taken care of.
That's right. We could
I said
she
did her own
together.
Birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to. Oh, and I just got a present. Thank you. Oh,
anyway, let's go on with the Christina Lou show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of.
Well, actually, this is the Christina Lou show. We just talk about Christina.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So it's all part of it, with a little bit of North Hempstead sprinkled into it. But, you know, we had mentioned, you know, the great chats that are coming on. And also on Tuesday, October 9th, there's going to be a chat called All About Strokes, Stroke Prevention, Recognition, and Recovery. You know, it's a complex thing. So they'll discuss causes, and just really the most important part of this is how important it is to seek immediate treatment.
When is that?
That is October 9th, and that's going to be at the Shelter Rock Library as well from 2 to 3 p.m. So you can have a full day about cognitive impairment and stroke prevention. You can have quite the day at the Shelter Rock Library. But
terrible.
Otto is very knows how important this topic is the Medicare open enrollment topic. Yeah. Otto is... I know he's certainly been studying up and trying to get an understanding of these very complex thing. So it is going to be on October 10th and October 24th. We're going to have two programs, and it's going to be Barry Klitzberg, who is the Nassau County HICAP program coordinator. He's going to discuss just the different changes. Barry Klitzberg.
Oh, okay.
He's actually
going to
be on the radio, too.
I
think Otto's actually going to be co-hosting when he's on, I think. So
part of that is Medicare Part D.
Yes,
you got that too.
We're covering all of our bases, trying to get
everyone
to understand this Medicare thing. So October 10th, it's at Fuchsia Park, 10:30 a.m., and October 24th, it's at Tully Park in New Hyde Park at 2 p.m. And the open enrollment period is from October 15th to December 7th.
Yeah, just one comment on that is if you're happy with the coverage that you have,
clap your hands.
You don't have to do you don't have to do anything.
I like that, John. That's good timing.
What did he say?
You said if you're happy and you're like, if you're
happy. Oh, if you're happy and you know it. Clap your hands.
No, that's a great point because sometimes it is. Unfortunately, hopefully you are happy with things.
If you are, you don't have to do anything.
Absolutely.
But if you're new to this or you're unhappy with your coverage, then it's time to dig in.
It's important to know, too, because as we had mentioned, too, especially with the Medicare Part D piece, you know, that's when things begin to get very tricky because everyone's different. So we can't say this plan worked for Otto. It's going to work for, you know, someone else. So Medicare Part D, we're also going to have a bunch of different locations talking about this. And this is Danielle Ezzo, who's the associate clinical professor over at St. John's University. She's wonderful. She comes actually with a whole bunch of different students that are over there. And you actually have individualized appointments. And you could bring a whole list of your current medications. Cool. You sit with them, and really they'll tell you what plan, you know, is really going to be best for you. And this is going to be October 16th, and it's from 10 to 1 at Port Washington Senior Center, and October 24th from 10 to 1 at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, and November 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And as I said, they're individualized appointments. But I really recommend people check that out. Because it's great that you get to do an individual thing.
Right, right.
You know, I think that's really a wonderful thing. And Danielle is absolutely fabulous. So we're trying to get people to understand this Medicare thing.
It's very confusing.
So hopefully, I know Otto attended a program that we had. So he's also knowledgeable about that. So call Otto. You know, questions about you.
I'm lucky. I'm happy with the program that I have.
There you go. Yeah. I like that. and also, this sounds like something that might be up Otto's alley because he's quite the walker. We're doing a program. It's going to be October 11th, and it's called Discovery Walks. It's going to be a walk exploring the Cedarmere Estate. So you actually will get a
Cedarmere.
Tour.
Yeah, I know where that is.
You'll get a tour of the house, which is the which was formerly the house of William Cullen Bryant, which will be very interesting. And then walk the gardens too. And so there's a beautiful gardens there. They ask for donations, $10 to Friends of Cedarmere, if you know you're interested, but it's really a great thing. You have to be there at 12:30 p.m. But it's a nice little guided walk, which I think is nice. It's nice to mix these things with fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. 100%.
And to get outside and walk around. We had mentioned earlier that the audiology van is all around North Hempstead.
Oodles of dates.
Tons of dates. But the one in October is going to be October 11th. And that is going to be at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that day, also, the St. Francis van will be there, too. So, if space allowed, I tried to coordinate things on the same day. So this way you could kind of hop in both locations if so be it. But it's really great, the van, as Susan had said earlier. It's a beautiful van. There's a bathroom on the van. There's air conditioning. It's really quite the fancy van. So I really recommend you check that, and you do not need to make registration appointments for that either, which is great. Also, there are some spaces available for the Stepping on Fall Prevention Program, which is a great program through Northwell Health. It's a 7-session course, and there's each session there's a different guest speaker. So there'll be physical therapists, vision experts, pharmacists, an expert around getting around your community safely. So it's really trying to keep you healthy and moving, because we all know how important it is to prevent falls. So definitely check that out. That's at Great Neck Social Center. It begins on October 15th, and it's from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. But space, as I said, is limited for that. And I know Otto had mentioned during the break was the Positive Aging Group, which is going to be three different dates so far. It's facilitated by Audrey Dinsdell, who's one of our fabulous social workers. And it's an interactive group that's going to explore attitudes and feelings about the aging process, how the media and our society perceives aging, and its effects on life transitions. It's really just going to be about how to kind of maintain positive and embrace aging. And doesn't mean, you know, you have to stop and just keep active, which is great. So
is that three different dates, or is this like
it's
one
like a group.
Thing
yeah,
that's
it's,
with
right.
three
yeah,
sessions?
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, we have our men's group or you
right.
know, it's a group, you know, so
they've met before.
Nope, this is the first date is October 22nd.
Right. And where is that?
That is going to be at the shelter at CGM at Clinton G. Martin Park.
Oh,
New
okay.
Park. What on October 22nd is John Ryan's birthday.
Yes.
And
yes.
the hours?
And the hours are 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I think they could bring Otto in as, you know, the guest speaker, you know, for really. I think that's like the next step. We'll just have Otto come in and tell people how to age positively.
Well, you need a little luck, too.
I mean, everyone just walks around my office and says, you know, we just want to be Otto. So it's certainly a high bar, Otto, that you have.
I think attitude helps, but you do need, you know, you need to be blessed with good health.
That's right.
That helps. And yet, if you have a health problem, which we've all had, I think you kind of have to try to handle that in as positive a way as
That's
is
right.
possible.
That's right. So go to the Positive Aging Group and learn how to do all these things. The fabulous STOP program is coming back October 20th and 21st. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North Hempstead Beach Park. I recommend everyone heads over there because you're able to shred documents. You can donate things to Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is essentially they will take all kinds of things that are in your garage. You can bring items such as aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, fertilizers, bulbs, thermostats, paints. There's a whole list of things that they will accept over at the STOP program.
That shredding, by the way, is, I've done, and it's a good deal. You bring a box of paper.
Right.
Normally, you have to go through all the papers, pick out what you want to shred. We had an audience.
We had
a live audience. I'm sorry for that. We're so excited. We had one person come in.
Yes, but you're allowed to bring actually six banker's boxes, which is a good size.
That's a good
amount. You know, and
well, it's a good way to get rid of stuff. You know, it's from 1928
yes.
or 1982.
Because
or whatever.
Paper certainly.
It's time to get rid of it.
I mean, it really adds up fast, paper. You know, sometimes you turn around, I'm like, I just empty it. Especially the mail that I get. They obviously know that the catalogs that come to the Lou household.
I would imagine.
Are really absurd. It's like, you know, I'm probably on some list. You know, they have me, you know, certainly profiled. But it's really important to.
Now, what profile be that?
But I definitely think this is a great opportunity and a reason to clean out your garage. You know, so gather everything that you've been wanting to throw out, you know, and just and bring into it. And next week, we have on Nassau County Comptroller Jack Schneerman, which should be a great thing. He'll actually be on for a full hour. So
I heard that. That's terrific.
Yes, it should be a great, great show.
It goes so fast, the time. It really does.
I know. Well, we're glad you're back today, John. We missed
yes,
you the
I'll
past
be here.
Couple of weeks.
Just a little vacation. Vacations
That's
are
right.
good. Nothing more.
That's right.
So until next week, everybody have a wonderful week and weekend. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you.